Well, let's check in Alabama, where Biden won, but there was also a Republican Senate primary, and it is now headed to a runoff between former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former football coach Tommy Tuberville. Andrew Yeager is a reporter with WBHM in Birmingham, and Andrew, Sessions is trying to win back the seat he held before President Trump appointed him to Attorney General and then later fired him. What happened yesterday, and was it a surprise that Sessions didn't come in first?
I don't know that it was a surprise so much that he didn't come in first. We figured that the way polling was going, the way the race was shaping up, this probably would go to a runoff. So pretty much now we're down to a two-person race, and we're just kind of waiting to see what happens from here. We have basically a month before Republican voters in Alabama go back to the polls again.
Do we have a sense of who Doug Jones, the Democrat, is more afraid to run against?
You know, when I talk to the Jones campaign, they feel like they have good ammunition against anyone. And, you know, Jones is probably hoping that they'll get a little bloodied by the time they come his way.
Do you think President Trump is going to get involved before the runoff and back one of these candidates? We remember that he backed Luther Strange, who lost the primary to Roy Moore. Then he backed Roy Moore, who lost the general election to Doug Jones. Is he going to do it again and get involved?
Well, he did not get involved in the primary, but today we got the first indication of him weighing in on the race. He sent out a tweet this morning critical of Jeff Sessions along the lines of what he's been saying, that he recused himself from the Mueller investigation and was disloyal. Tuberville's campaign quickly retweeted that. And so President Trump is a factor now in a way that he wasn't before this Super Tuesday primary.
That is Andrew Yeager, a reporter at WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks.
Happy to do it.
By the way, Roy Moore was also on the ballot yesterday, and he did not do well at all.